We can go on to some news items now. We have a real mix of subjects for you. How about catering students training at Dunstan Hall? Work of research scientists raising money for charity? A new coastal heritage map and more. Well, I did say it was a mixture. Students have gained hands-on experience in hospitality through a four-day work placement. The Level 1 Hospitality and Catering students from City College Norwich took part in a takeover of Dunstan Hall Hotel, Spa and Golf Resort in July, spending 4 days working across all areas of the business. Roles included guest check-in, housekeeping, kitchen duties, health club support, events and the golf shop. Tanya Mabasala, who worked on the reception desk, said, "It's nice to be able to communicate with the customers. This place is wonderful. It's big and beautiful. And there's a lot here, like the spa, health club and golf." Joe Mulhall, head of hospitality, catering, tourism, hair and beauty at City College Norwich, said, "For most of the students, this was the first time they have worked in a hospitality setting away from college. Experiences like this are invaluable to them as they think about what they want to do in the future." Dean Saunders, general manager at Dunstan Hall Hotel, Spa and Golf Resort, said, "It's been an absolute pleasure to welcome the students from City College Norwich."
Plans for a major development in one of Norfolk's fastest growing villages have passed an important hurdle. The application for 300 houses in Rackheath returned to Broadland Council's planning committee after being given the green light more than a year ago. The development is part of a proposal to expand the village with a separate application seeking a further 3,850 homes to be built across the wider site off Wroxham Road. Following its approval in 2023, the plans for 300 homes had to be reconsidered due to the adoption of the Greater Norwich Local Plan. This earmarks land where councils consider the construction of new homes and the creation of jobs could be acceptable. Inclusion of sites in the plan makes it more likely that councils will grant planning permission for proposals on that land. The application returned to the planning committee to be reconsidered.
A total of £42,000 has been raised to help young people secure housing in Norfolk. The funds, raised by estate agents Fine and Country in Norwich, as well as Beccles, Diss and Fakenham, have been donated to the Benjamin Foundation to support its tenancy transition service. The service assists young people in moving into private or social housing by providing financial support for rent deposits or rent in advance. Anne, manager of the Tenancy Transition Service, said, "I'd like to thank Fine and Country for their generous support in helping vulnerable young people make that important first move into secure and independent housing."
With summer firmly at its peak, thoughts turn to seaside pleasures and picnics at the park. But for many, concerns about how to feed themselves and perhaps their loved ones too may cloud their enjoyment. Now, food bank bosses have highlighted growing concerns about the pressures they are under ahead of one of their busiest times of the year, as they offer a lifeline for communities across the county. In 2024, Norwich Food Bank provided emergency food to 13,022 people, including 4,350 children. Additionally, Waveney Food Bank has seen demand more than double from around 4,000 users in 2019 to 9,000 in 2024. While demand has dipped slightly since the peak of the pandemic, it remains far above 2019 levels. With certain schools stopping the supply of meal vouchers, Waveney Food Bank often sees a 25% to 30% increase in need over the summer.
From elegant Victorian piers and charming beach huts to glorious gardens and popular pubs, the region's seaside heritage is being celebrated. 15 of Norfolk and Waveney's coastal treasures have been picked to feature on a new interactive map produced by Historic England. The map, part of Historic England's Missing Pieces project, celebrates what makes seaside towns so special and includes landmarks in Cromer, Wells, Great Yarmouth, Lowestoft and Southwold. People are being invited to add to the seaside story by explaining why landmarks holding a special place in their hearts and minds. They are encouraged to submit photographs, drawings, written information or audio recordings about coastal landmarks that hold personal significance. Whether it's a childhood holiday destination or a local landmark that symbolises home.
A trio of leading scientists at Norwich Research Park have been selected to work on two groundbreaking international research projects developing the plants and food of the future. Professors Anne Osborne, Martin Warren and Anthony Hall have all been chosen to work on the $62.4 million government-funded Advanced Research and Invention Agency Synthetic Plants Programme, which aims to find scientific breakthroughs to benefit society. This vital funding means we can begin to programme and engineer plants at a scale, creating and testing custom-built plant chromosomes to help crop resilience against disease and climate change and make crops more nutritious. This innovation has the potential to transform plant science, breeding and agriculture, allowing fast and large-scale improvements at a genetic level to support farmers and food security in the UK and worldwide. The project will focus on potatoes, a staple crop for millions of people.
Parks and green spaces across Norwich have been granted a coveted award. Six spots in the city have been awarded Green Flag status for 2025. The awards are given out as a benchmark standard for the management of recreational outdoor spaces across the UK. The parks which met the criteria in Norwich are Eaton Park, Higham Park, Jenny Lind Park, Kett's Heights, Mousehold Heath and Waterloo Park. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said, "We're proud to announce that six of our beautiful parks have been awarded the prestigious Green Flag Award for 2025. These awards are a testament to the hard work of our teams and the love our community shows for these green spaces. Eaton Park and Waterloo Park also retained their Green Heritage Site accreditation."
In our second feature, Rowan Mantell of the Evening News celebrates 1,000 years of tradition beside the River Bure as he tells the fascinating story of the only monastery in England not destroyed by Henry VIII and the annual pilgrimage to this ancient site for the summer service. His article is read by Ian Robertson.